Today on the Trent Out Loud podcast. I'm beginning to think Diddy is more concerned about getting the public to talk about him than he is concerned about his federal lawsuit. There are people that crave attention, you know, that are that egotistical that it's like, hey, you guys should be talking about me. What up? It's your boy Trent Out Loud, and I'm back with another episode. All right, it's Wednesday morning. Hump Day is officially here, and you know what that means? 2 days left till the long weekend is here. Yo, that's all I could think about. I wish I didn't find that out yesterday, because literally every second of every day is planning out what I'm gonna do on this long weekend. Anyways, we got bills to pay, so I gotta start the show. We'll talk about the long weekend, maybe Thursday or Friday show. All right, I got one lead story for you today. We're gonna talk about academics being sued for sexual assault and defamation. Then we're going to jump into quick news. We're going to talk about Meek Mill's, Shaquille O'Neal's wife, Tyrese, and Tom Brady. Stick around for that. There's some good stories there. Then we're going to jump into speed news. We're going to talk about Diddy, Ludacris, my girl, Sexy Red, Chief Keef, and Gayle King covering the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Stay tuned. I got some takes on that. Then we're going to jump into question of the day. I got two questions of the day. And then, of course, you know, we're going to close out with sports news. Y'all know what time it is. Turn your TVs, devices, or your radios up. I'm about to start this show. Let's go. Academics sued for R-word and defamation. All right, so before I start this story, I have to put a trigger warning out for YouTube and even on the radio and on podcast platforms. It's frowned upon to use the R word. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about, R-A-P-E. So throughout this story, I'll just say R word. All right, so that is your trigger warning, and I will move on with the story. All right, so it looks like academics is being sued. The key word here is sued. I'm going to read a story to you, but keep in mind, this is not a criminal suit. This is a civil suit. Keep that in mind, and then I'll tell you my take after I read the story to you. And for those of you who don't know, academics, I've mentioned him here on the podcast multiple amount of times, especially this past month. He extensively covered Drake. That's where a lot of the academics, sorry. So academics is a streamer. There's podcasting, streaming, etc. He is a streamer. For those of you, you guys should know what streamers are, okay? I know I have a wide audience, but I don't have to explain to you streaming. People go online and you stream out live, okay? So I have a podcast. It's recorded. They have a, except for being on the radio, but academics is a streamer, okay? Academics also was executive producer. He's a promoter, and he works in the music industry. He's a prominent figure in the music industry, especially for this new generation the past 5 or 10 years. He also does have a podcast also as well too, but he is a streamer. Okay, so he was, you know, most of the released diss tracks that just came about in the Kendrick and Drake feud were released via academics. All right, so he is a prominent figure in today's music industry. All right, and you know, when it comes to hip hop media, he's probably the biggest. Him and Joe Budden. All right, so that gives you context. Let me read the story to you. All right. So academics is facing a new lawsuit accusing him of R-word, sexual assault, and defamation. The lawsuit was filed by a no-name girl. I'm not going to give out her name. Who dated the internet personality after meeting him online in 2021 per Rolling Stones. The female in question alleges that on July 16th, 2022, academics contacted her and invited her to his house in Jersey. When the female in question arrived, two men met her that she claims she didn't anticipate being there. The female also claims that the two men drugged her and piled her with alcohol before assaulting and R-raping her. Sorry, I'm going to blurt that out. R-wording her on DJ Academic's pool deck. The lawsuit claims that the drugs impeded her memory and caused her to lose consciousness. Following the incident, she claimed that she later woke up at around 4 a.m. the next morning in academics' bedroom. And at that time, academics was allegedly pulling on her hair, prying her legs open, and brutally R-wording her. All right. The story goes on to say, the female in question accuses academics of penetrating her from behind and vaginally, I think I could say that word, and vaginally, as she was begging him to stop. And the female also alleges to be crying for most of the assault, but losing her ability to physically move. The female in question asked academics for details about what happened the previous night. He allegedly showed her the trash can that contained two condom wrappers, which suggested that there was an alleged altercation on the pool deck, and the two men had taken her into the room after brutally R-wording her. Okay, sorry if this is a little bit detailed, but that's why we put a trigger warning before. But this is all over the blogs and all over the internet, so I'm just reading to you guys the story, okay? And I'm sorry if this is triggering for people out there. So it concludes with saying she also claims that academics showed her surveillance footage of the alleged pool deck attack. And the lady in question is represented by Tyrone Blackburn. Okay, so a couple of things to take away. And also just remember who the lawyer is, Tyrone Blackburn. I'll also come back to that. So why am I saying that this is important to note that this is a civil suit and not a criminal suit? And again, I am not sticking up for anybody. This is accusations and it will be held, held in the court of law. And I'm just giving you guys the facts, okay? So a civil trial is when somebody sues somebody for money, money only. Academics is being sued for money only. So a lot of people online are asking, well, hold on a second. Why, if she is claiming to be sexually assaulted, R-wording and defamation and all these other things, why isn't academics being tried criminally? You would want somebody like this to go to jail so that he can't do this to another woman. Now, again, not allegedly, but facts is that the police have done a thorough investigation on this case and had deemed not only is he not like it doesn't have to go to court to be found innocent or guilty. There's not enough evidence to prove to have enough proof to even go to trial, to even lay charges. So even when police have evidence, you have to bring it to a judge or you bring it to an attorney and you say, okay, here, these are the evidence. And then the district attorney will say, hey, this is enough evidence to go to court. Or they'll say, hey, we need more evidence or it's insufficient evidence. So from what I have heard, and from what I've researched is that there has been no charges laid against academics. And not only are there pending, but there's none pending, but there is none at all. They have decided not to charge him. Again, just to be clear, that's not saying he didn't do it. That's just saying that there is no evidence. Now, let's talk about the evidence. Academics, again, this is facts. Academics has given the videotape of the alleged R-wording that happened on the pool deck to the police. The police said they had a hard time decrypting. Academics paid for his security guys to go down to the precinct and decrypt the video footage so the police themselves can see, because academics said he has cameras all over his house. So his camera guy went and gave them all the footage. Academics gave the police all the his phone, his two phones, his text messages, and the conversation with the girl after when she left. The police did not file any charges against academics after watching the videotape and after going through his cell phone and his home and everything. So he has been cleared of all wrongdoing. So you guys take from that what you will. But when you see headlines and, it's all over the blogs and all over the internet, like, academics accused of R-word and accused of sexual assault. And, I see people in the comments like, academics is always, bashing women and he's always, being derogatory and calling. Now, I agree with that. I really don't like the way that he goes at women and especially female rappers. But that is not what's in question. The question is not academics' character. The question is that this female, this woman who is accusing him of this, tried to charge him criminally and was unable to do so. It was unable to even bring him to court. You know, like the police weren't able even to file charges against him. So civilly, the statute of limitation, I don't know if that's the right word, but the evidence that you need in a civil trial is far less than you need in a criminal trial. For example, I'm not going to bring any other cases in here, but so you guys take with that what you will. I just wanted to deliver you guys the facts because, of course, Academics has a lot of haters. And like I said, he, especially from the female standpoint, there's a lot of women out there who really don't like Academics. Just hilarious on the Breakfast Club, et cetera, et cetera. He's always going super hard at girls. On the other side, he also goes really hard on the male rappers too. No Diddy. I don't know if it's the right time to make a joke, but yeah, pause. Anyways, but he definitely goes in, like he's always talking about Meek Mills or whatever. That's just Academics' personality. That's his stick. You know what I mean? Like that's what gets him viewers. Like he'll go after anybody, tell him, yo, your song sucks. Yo, Meek Mills is a fake gangster, whatever, blah, blah. And his whole thing is that, why, if a female rapper is whack, should I not go after her the same way how I go after a male rapper? It should all be equal. We want equal rights. We want equal pay. We want all of this stuff. Whether it's a female rapper or a female actress or a male rapper or a male actress, I'm going to handle it the same way. That's his thing. All I'm saying is that when you see these headlines and when you see something like this happening, I just wish that the blogs would tell the entire story, because nothing I read to you there said that, hey, there are no criminal charges. Academics has given over a videotape. Academics has given over his cell phone records, and he has cooperated fully. He even paid his security guys to help the cops out, and there was no charges laid. So anyways, I just want to put that out there. I do have a little bit of a clip because, of course, as soon as this happened, Academics jumped on his stream. I do have some clips. I mean, he went on talking for about 2 hours. I'm going to try to cut it up so I can give you guys a little bit of his point of view or his side of it, seeing that I just read the blog side and the female side. So here is Academics talking about his accusations and you guys draw your own conclusions. Before I play the clips, send me an email, trentoutloud@cfqr600.com. Comment under this YouTube video or send me your comment. Any of my social handles @TrentOutloud. Let me know what you think about this case. Let me know if you think it's fair how the blogs are treating it, or should Academics be judged on his personality and the way how he is known for attacking female artists and artists and actresses out there. Let me know what you think. Comment below. So here is Academics and his side of the story.
Just know that according to the law and according to the police, Academics is an innocent man who has not ever been charged with anything of the sort, has never been charged, will never be charged. That's a fact. This is a shakedown. This is a money tree situation. What does the videotape says? What does the text messages say? Why did the cops look at this and literally say, we do not have a case?
All right, this brings us to quick news. Ring my bell. Meek Mills addresses viral video of him doing buddy hops with Michael Rubin. And the quotes are, this is a game I started from prison. All right, I'll play a little clip. I think there's enough audio for those of you who are not watching. For those of you who want to see the video, go to my YouTube channel at Trent Out Loud. And yeah, here's Meek doing buddy hops on a tennis court.
Doing buddy hops, Meek, because you got your ass beat in tennis. You got your ass beat. Keep going. Count out loud.
Meek is being trolled online for this. Like, I don't know what Meek has been doing in the past month, seriously. So for those of you who don't know what's going on with Meek, so Meek Mills has been rumored to be one of Diddy's alleged boyfriends. And, you know, they're saying, like, you know, Diddy is gay with all of these accusations, and that Diddy likes to, be power bottoms with some guys in the industry. That's gone on with all his sexual assault cases, hiring male prostitutes. And there's been a lot of video with Meek and Diddy in the past couple of months. And Meek has just been getting online, like, it's like not defending himself, but trying to seem like, as if like, yo, I'm not that guy who you guys are making me out to be. But the more things that he does, is the more the more we want to question him. Like, everything that's been putting out is super suspect. Like, he just put out a post. I'll dig it up and put it on my YouTube channel, where he's like, oh, can my afro go viral? Like, it's almost like he's hacked or something. Like, this is not the real Meek Mills. Anyways, he put out this tweet after this video that is very suspect went out viral. And he said, this is a game I started from prison. We used to make killers do bunny hops when they lost because it was too hostile for money. This used to be us. Yo, Meek, man, yo, get a publicist, bro. It's not looking good for you out here, dog. All right, in our second quick story, Shaquille O'Neal's wife says experts about her not loving Shaq was taken out of context. Thank you very much. I said that. Oops, I just hit my mic. Yo, I said that when I reported about this pod, when I reported about it on my podcast. I think it was probably around like 2 weeks ago. I hope she actually says the quote here. Actually, let me read the story. And I was like, this doesn't seem like it's right. You guys are taking her out of context. And I was right again. This is what I do, yo. During an interview with People magazine, Shaquille O'Neal's wife says that the recent experts from her book that went viral was taken out of context. Here we go. Here's the quote. In the quote, Shaquille O'Neal's wife spoke about her previous marriage to Shaq and stated that she was unsure if she was ever truly in love with him. She went on to explain that she was in love with the idea of being married to the father of her children, as well as other aspects of their lives. Shaq seemingly replied to the quote on his Instagram, on the Instagram post of his own. Nevertheless, Shaquille O'Neal's wife says that people don't understand the context of what she stated and that her character has spoken for itself since the split between her and Shaq. So the only thing that I will say, is that you have to know the world we're living in. It's 2024. You have to know online. You have to know blogs. And if you're going to say a line like, I'm not too sure if I was really in love with the man, then you have to right away give context. You can't just put out a line like that. I know there's context to it because I do this every day and I know to go and dig further and research and maybe watch the whole interview. But this is a clickbait era. This is a one-line era. People are scrolling through Instagram. They just read the headlines and nobody reads the story or listens to the whole interview. So, you know, you got to be fully prepared. You're putting out a book. Get some media training, man. All right. In our third quick story, Tyrese abruptly exits stage as he was performing in Georgia this weekend. All right. This is a hilarious story. Listen to this. TMZ reports that Tyrese was finishing his set on the weekend and a security guard stood next to him on stage and allegedly informed him of a process server presence in the venue. A process server, for those who don't know, is somebody like a bailiff coming to serve you with court documents. Tyrese graciously continues singing and expressed his appreciation for the crowd before successfully leaving. It's really funny. I'm going to play the video. I'm going to play the video and then I'll read the rest of the report. Take a listen. For those of you who can't see it, Tyrese is like, thank you very much. Like, as he like gets on the stage, I love you guys. I'll see you. As this guy's like running for the exit. Hilarious. It's been reported that Tyrese is allegedly facing a $10 million defamation and liable suit from Brian Barber, who accuses Tyrese of attacking his character and reputation on an interview with The Breakfast Club. I remember that interview when he was like, he flew Charlamagne down to Atlanta and they did the interview, but then apparently Brian is holding on to the tape and won't release it. And Tyrese said, yo, that's foul of him to do. And now this producer or director is claiming that because he did that and because he said that on The Breakfast Club, people don't want to work with him and he's losing money. So he's suing Tyrese for $10 million. You got to be careful what you say out there. And and for those of you who don't know, like, I think things like this, you need to be served, and it depends on the state that you're served in. I remember when I was listening to Gary Owens on Club Shay Shay, he said the same thing where he was avoiding his wife serving him, and he didn't want to be served in California because if you're served in California, the case gets heard in California, and there is like some laws that it would have cost him more money. So he wanted to be served in a specific state. So the laws are more lenient towards him. So I think Tyrese is probably doesn't want to be served in Georgia and he'd rather be served in another state so that you know, the laws are a little bit more lax there for maybe for like defamation or whatever, for those of you wondering why he's running. But yo, shout out to Tyrese. This guy did that slick. Yo, thank you very much. I love you guys. Yo, peace. This guy walked out stage left. Hilarious. All right. In our fourth and final quick story, Tom Brady reveals his recent Netflix roast affected his kids. And he said, I wouldn't do that again. I don't know if most of you have seen the roast out there. I started watching it on Netflix. I heard it was so good. I'm maybe about like half an hour into it. So far, so good. But I'm a little disappointed now that like he regrets doing it. It makes me like not want to watch it. Or maybe it actually makes me want to watch it more. I'm not too sure. Anyways, I'll read to you the story. Tom Brady recently spoke out about clips that went viral from his Netflix roast. While being the latest guest on The Pivot, the NFL legend opened up about his most recent roast affecting his children and made it known that he wouldn't participate in something like that again. The former NFL quarterback has three children, a son with Bridget, pronounce her last name, and a son and daughter with his ex-wife, Giselle. Although Brady did not mention the specific jokes that bothered his children at the Netflix roast, several comedians at the event targeted his relationship and split from Giselle. He said, I liked when the jokes were about me. I thought they were so funny. I just didn't like the way they affected my kids, Brady said on the podcast. It's the bittersweet aspect of when you do something that you think is one way, and then all of a sudden you realize you wouldn't do that again because of the way it affected the actual people that you care about most in the world. That sucks. People did question though, was like, why is Tom Brady doing a roast on Netflix? Like, he doesn't have to do that. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people will say, all right, roast me for whatever. They have an album coming out or a promo or whatever. Like, Tom Brady has no need to have gone on this Netflix special. But let me know if any of you have seen it, and let me know what you think about the special. And let me know of anything that I talked about in quick news. Let me know your comments. Let me know about Meek Mills, what you think about Shaquille O'Neal, Tyrese running off stage. I'm telling you guys, go to my YouTube channel and definitely catch that. And let me know what you think about Tom Brady's Netflix special. Send me an email, trendoutloud@cfqr600.com. Comment below or send me a DM on any of my social networks at trendoutloud. All right, this brings us to speed news. Ring my bell. All right, let's start off with a really quick story. Diddy posts on social media for the third day in a row. And now he posts, time tells truth. Again, Diddy, get a publicist, man. Stay off the internet, bro. You hear how they're like, people are finding things to talk about now. There's the academics thing that's going on. There's other things in the headlines. Just be happy that they're not talking about you. Your son is putting out a diss track. You're putting this out. You had the post on Mother's Day. I'm beginning to think Diddy is more concerned about getting the public to talk about him than he is concerned about his federal lawsuits. Like, there are people that crave attention, you know, that are that egotistical that it's like, hey, you guys should be talking about me. You know what I mean? Like, why are you guys talking all about Kendrick and Drake? What about me? I'm going to put my son out there and have him do a diss track. I'm going to do things to antagonize you guys. It's like, bro, like, it's just, in my opinion, it's just not a good look. I just don't understand why he keeps doing this. All right, in our second speed story, Ludacris says he'd beat Jay-Z in a verse writing competition. Let's just be clear, a verse writing competition. I have a clip, but I'll read you the story quick. Luda recently sat down with Cam Newton on his podcast and said that if he and Hove were to compete in a verse writing competition, he would take the W. Here's Ludacris.
Ludacris versus Hove.
A verse? I would win on that one.
Listen, this is a trick question. As you guys know, hip hop is a very competitive sport. No rapper is going to say, oh, no, he'd take me in that. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going to say a verse, right? I mean, that's the origins of hip hop. You know, if you would have said, oh, who's going to beat me in a hook or who's going to beat me in a number one song or whatever, blah, blah, blah. any rapper out there might want to give that up. But if you ask any rapper if anybody is going to beat them in a verse and they say somebody would beat them, they might as well not be rapping, because this is the whole point of hip hop, is that braggadocious, yo, I'm the best, I'm the number one, I'm the this, whatever, blah, blah. Having said that, yo, Ludacris is a beast. A lot of people, that's not necessarily in depth in the hip hop industry or hip hop fan, avid hip hop fan, will kind of like discredit Ludacris, but like, yo, Ludacris is nice and he does have a lot of metaphors and he does, you know, has a lot of verses. But if you have to ask me that question, I'm going to go with Hove. I mean, Hove has some of the most iconic verses like in hip hop history. You know what I mean? So I would vote, obviously, Ludacris. Let me know what you guys think. All right, in our third speed story, Sexy Red, yo, shout out to my girl, Sexy Red. This is actually a really quick story. That's why we put it in speed story. Sexy Red took to Twitter and she put out a video of herself. I don't know if she's in a radio station or something, but she said, when you use the third vibration mode on the Rose, and for those of you who know what the Rose is, you know. If you know, you know. But check out this video of Sexy Red, of how she gets on when she's on the third vibration of the Rose. Take a listen. Sorry, there was no video there. Sorry, so not take a listen. But for those who want to see the video, go on my YouTube page and check it out. Shout out to Sexy Red, man. This is the foolery of why I love Sexy Red so much. She's just unserious all the time, and I love her. All right, in our fourth speed story, Chief Keef releases long-awaited new album, Almighty 2. So this was released this past Friday, apparently. I don't know why this is hitting the blogs now, but maybe they feel like they're not getting enough promo. So anyway, for my Chief Keef fans out there, his album dropped last Friday, long anticipated album dropped last Friday. There's features from Quavo, Sexy Red, and G Herbo, and more. So Chief Keef fans, go download, stream, buy, do whatever you have to do, and support your boy, Chief Keef. All right, in our fifth and final speed story, Gayle King covers the most recent issue of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. All right, so this is literally going all over the place. Gayle King, who I think is around 70 years old, if not 70, is on the cover in the issue. She's in her bathing suit, and people are not necessarily talking so much about the bathing suit. I mean, she's 70 years old, so whatever, you know, it's not like we're expecting her to be in like G-strings and thongs and stuff. And she looks great for 70. But the bigger issue is the poses and the smiles. Go to my YouTube page and check out these pictures. It's like, I don't know how to describe this for people who are listening to this and not seeing the pictures, but it's like, she's not smiling. It's like a weird kind of gesture. It looks like she's almost like constipated or like surprised, like her eyebrows are up and her face, like she's not even smiling. Like there's some pictures where she's looking away, but she just looks very awkward. Even some of her hands are just, her hand placement is just super awkward. And I love Gayle King. I love her. Yo, Gayle King is very hip hop, by the way. Everybody always gets on like Oprah for not like supporting, you know, hip hop and, you know, black this or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But Gayle is like super cultured and super, very always supportive of the hip hop community. So I love Gayle King. Shout out to Gayle. But yo, somebody could have taught her how to pose. Somebody should have got something. I mean, geez. But anyway, shout out to Gayle King, man. I love Gayle. Shout out to Gayle for, for being brave enough to step out in these bathing suits and be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's the bigger issue. So yo, y'all leave Auntie Gayle King alone. Shout out to Gayle King. All right, this brings us to question of the day. Name one place you absolutely want to travel this summer. All right, so Dawn Dusk Sun, that's a weird name, Dawn Dusk Sun, said, going to Dubai with my woman. She graduated from Duke with her master's. Time to shower her with love and appreciation. All right, man, yo, shout out. That's nice bringing your girl. Drea 82 said Jamaica again and again and again. Yo, shout out. I love that. Somebody put a meme and put, help me, I'm poor. Somebody said Disney World. Yes. Yes. With my grown ass. Somebody said, I'm going to Italy in July. I always wanted to go. A friend of mine actually is going to Italy too with his daughter for 3 weeks. So I would love to go see Italy actually. Unique Meek said St. Martin, Anguilla, and St. Bart's. Whew, I want to go to all those three places. Jared0413 put out a map of the globe, and he said anywhere. I like that one. Somebody said St. Lucia. Bob_Ezel said, wherever my coin purchases take me. I feel you, man. As long as there's a beach, I'm good. King Bash82 said, Costa Rica, Hawaii, and the Bahamas. Yo, all right. Somebody got some paper going on. Somebody said Tanzania. I would love to go see Tanzania, man. There, another person said Jamaica. Somebody said, shoot, anywhere. Anywhere is fun at this point. Attorney Monroe Wade said, apparently Morocco is where you should go to find a husband. Okay. LA Palm 3 said Greece. Somebody else said Jamaica. Turks, Jamaica, Dubai, Tokyo. Tokyo's amazing. Europe, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, Hawaii. Been to Hawaii. Hawaii's beautiful. Bora Bora. I really want to go to Bora Bora, bro. Bora Bora, yo. Italy again. Yo, Italy's getting a lot of love. Trinidad, South Africa, Italy, Colombia. Woo, Colombia is nice. Colombia is nice. Trust me. Go to Medellin and go to Cartagena. Medellin is like New York concrete jungle, but a lot of like tourist things to go see. It's really nice. It's around 70. No, I think the whole country has 70 million people. Anyways, go to Medellin and then go to Cartagena. Cartagena is more like LA. There's beaches. It's a little bit more chill, a little bit more relaxed, fun, amazing restaurants. Trust me, go to Colombia. Hawaii, back to Jamaica, Jamaica. Woo, yo, shout out to Yod, man. What are you talking about? Of course, you guys know by now I'm Jamaican. I literally go to Jamaica almost like every year. So still always love going to Jamaica. But it is important to go and see other places in the world. All right, Mexico, Aruba, Cali, Jamaica. Yo, shout out to Jamaica and Greece. All right, the place I want to go, Colombia or DR. Of course, I'm going to go to Jamaica, but yeah, Colombia or DR, that is my spot. All right, our second question of the day comes from Ruby Rose. Okay, I've never done this before, but I thought it would be fun. Anyways, I'll just continue. So Ruby Rose said she would rather have millions of dollars over morals. So she put this post on her IG and said, y'all B-words got morals, but I got millions. It just got me to thinking, like, are you joking? Like, how could you actually say that out loud? You know what I mean? And I Googled the word morals just to bring this point home. And like I said, it's question of the day. You guys let me know, would you rather have millions of dollars and no morals or be just average and have morals? Just to let you know, just to remind you before you answer, morals is a person's standard of behavior or beliefs concerning what is and is not acceptable for them to do. Okay. Let me reiterate, standards of behaviors and beliefs concerning what is and is not acceptable for them to do. And I'll give you an example of seven morals, okay? As predicted by theory, these are seven moral rules appear to be universal across all cultures. Love that you have for your family, helping your growth, returning favors, behaving, defer to authority, being fair, and respecting others' properties. Those are seven morals. So imagine being able, going through life, okay, no matter what culture you are, this is the average of all seven morals. Imagine going through life and not knowing how to love your family properly, not knowing how to help your groups or group of people, not knowing how to return a favor, not knowing how to be brave, not knowing how to defer to authorities, not knowing how to be fair, are not knowing how to respect other people's properties. And there's other things that goes in morals too. Yo, this world is literally going to hell if people would rather have money over having morals. Let me know what you guys think. Again, there's no comments under these. I'm sure there are, but I didn't grab any. But I'd rather know what you guys think. Send me an email, trendoutloud@cfqr600.com. Let me know, comment on this video below, or send me a DM or comment at any of my social handles @trendoutloud. All right, this brings us to sports news. All right, there's some good basketball on yesterday. Well, really wasn't that amazing because there was pretty much blowouts. The Knicks beat the Pacers. 121-91. I didn't catch that game. I caught a little glimpse of the, I think the fourth quarter it was. It's just amazing what the Knicks are doing out here. Most of their starters are injured. But of course, Brunson is banged up, but he's still playing. In my estimation, all they need is Brunson. Well, I shouldn't say that, but y'all know what I mean out there. Anyway, so shout out to the Knicks. They're leading, 3-2. I think they will probably beat the Pacers next game, or perhaps maybe we might go to a game 7. But y'all know my game, my team that I'm going for to win all of it. Timberwolves, Minnesota Timberwolves did not play well yesterday. At least they kind of hung in there. They kind of just let it slide out in the fourth quarter. There's a couple of times where they brought it down to 10, brought it down to 8, but they just still couldn't pull it out. They are double teaming Anthony Edwards, and he's just not doing a good job of passing the ball, noticing when the double team is coming and finding the open man. So I'm a little stressed out about that, but I feel like game 6 back in Minnesota, Timberwolves definitely win that game because now they have lost 3 straight. I just find it so weird that they go to Denver, they beat Denver 2 in a row. Everyone's like, yo, they're going to sweep Denver. Denver goes now to Minnesota and beats the Wolves 2 in a row at their home court and then come back and win in Denver. Like, anyways, man, game 5 is pivotable. They say 82% of the teams that win game 5 win the series, but I still have hope. I feel like Timberwolves will win game 6. That's definitely going to game 7. Even if they don't win, they're definitely bringing the Denver Nuggets to game 7. Trust me on that. But anyway, so that's my predictions. I still think we could pull off game 7, but Denver, Minnesota going to a game 7. I feel like Knicks in 6. Anyways, that's it. That's the show for me. Thanks a lot for hanging out with me. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. A little bit of housekeeping. If you're listening to this on YouTube if you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on podcast platforms, please try to check us out weekdays from 11 to 12 on CFQR600.com on any device anywhere in the world. Just log in, click that listen live button from 11 to 12, and you'll hear the Trend Out Loud podcast. Or 600 AM on your radio if you're in the Montreal area. Vice versa, if you're used to listening to the show on CFQR600.com and you can't always catch the show from 11 to 12, don't worry. The show is uploaded daily on YouTube and podcast platforms. You can always check it out on demand. When you're coming back from your meeting, you're coming back from lunch, or if you're working from home, or if you're exercising, you're taking a break, it's 2 o'clock, what do I listen to? Make sure you listen to the Trend Out Loud podcast. All right, thanks for kicking it. We got 2 more days left for the long weekend, y'all. I will see you tomorrow. See you Thursday morning. Peace. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy, Trend Out Loud. Peace. For more content, you could subscribe, download, or listen to the Trend Out Loud podcast wherever you listen to your podcast, or you could watch us on YouTube. Just search Trend Out Loud. For showtimes and updates, you could follow us on all social platforms at Trend Out Loud. Go to signupexpert.com/Trent. Once you sign up for all betting apps and get all your bonuses and get all your rewards, go to your app store and download BetStamp and use promo code TOL.